Hi.
Yes, another episode.
What up, fam?
What up?
Fixing this. Oh, how's it going?
Sound like you just took a shit.
Oh, I was like, oh, God. That's my old man noise whenever I'm struggling to do something.
Ah.
I'm like, oh, God.
That sounds like I'm, all right. Well, never mind with that one. We'll
forget that.
Yeah, because I was going to get down and dirty.
Oh, you always do that. Well, I want to start out by saying thanks for listening and watching us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can see the views on YouTube and the listeners on stuff. So we really appreciate it. I think one of the easiest ways to listen to us, if you're watching the video podcast on YouTube right now, is to go to Spotify. A lot of people have Spotify. So if you just go to Rants from a Hat, if you just search it, our podcast comes up. So that's a really easy one. Or Google Podcasts.
Bam.
It's on like everything, like Pocket Cast, Radio Public, fucking
Is it
Overcast.
On Dreamcast?
It's on what's Dreamcast? It's a sports thing, isn't it?
Well, it was an old console game.
Oh.
It's like the broke PlayStation. Like,
oh.
Like everyone, at the time, everyone had PlayStation, and I think Super Nintendo.
Like a Nintendo 64?
N64.
I had an N64.
Like you weren't cool enough, or you were cool enough to have those. And if you weren't cool enough to have those, then you would have a Dreamcast. Oh. I'm so sorry.
I had an Atari.
Atari?
Like the OG, like the first.
Like Pong?
Yeah, I had a Little Mermaid game on it. And you could basically go
really?
Like up and down.
I thought
and
they
that
only had
it.
One game for that console.
For Atari?
I thought it was, maybe I'm thinking of something else.
I think it started with Pong.
With just Pong,
probably.
Okay.
But yeah, it was the simplest game ever. But when you're like 5, it's the coolest thing you could possibly.
The shit.
Yeah, yeah.
It was just the like shit mixed with greens.
Is diarrhea? So.
All right. Well. What is this? Episode 4?
This is episode 4.
Episode 4. I'm Kaneki the Great. This is
Cheyenne Laws. It took us a long time to introduce ourselves.
I know. We were just weaving everywhere.
Yeah, I'll put it in the description. People will see it eventually.
Yeah.
It's fine. Before we get into the show, I wanted to do a quick shameless promotion. The crew that I dance for, Blank Canvas Crew, we're participating in a dance competition on September 8th. It's called the Honolulu Beast Dance Competition, and it's an art festival in collaboration with Green Room Festival.
Ooh,
so it's going to be at the Waikiki Shell. I have to read it because I don't know it because I'm irresponsible. Waikiki Shell on Saturday, September 8th. So if you guys want to come watch us dance, it's also going to have like top tier elite.
You say Billy?
Huh?
You said top tier Billy?
Top tier elite?
Oh.
He has ears. They work. A bunch of other dance crews. So if you want to come watch and support us, that would be very nice of you.
Much appreciated.
Yes.
Shout out to BC.
BCAD.
Woo, woo, woo. Wakanda forever.
I fucking knew
it.
I
love it.
Yep.
Give me more.
So do that. Cool. Do you want to just get into it?
We're going to dive right in like it's a 6-foot-inch pool. Wait.
6-foot-inch.
6 foot, 7 foot, inch foot, 5 inch
foot.
Guys, I'm a little extra crazy. Not that I'm not already, but like I had
cookies.
Two perfectly chocolatey chippily. Two good cookies from Subway. Man, I don't know what they put in them Subway cookies, but
chocolate chippity.
Chocolate chippity, dude. Chocolate chippity, bro. I'll tell you that, boy.
Chippily.
I'm telling you. No other cookies can be matched but those Subway chocolate chippity cookies, bro.
That was not coherent English.
I'm sorry.
At all.
But I'm high off those Subway cookies right now. So with that being said,
we should start.
We should start because this is going to be a great show.
Yeah.
Rants from a Hat, where we pull.
Oh. That's our show.
Yeah, that's our show. Rants from a Hat, pulling interesting random topics from you, the people.
Yep.
Into this beautiful hat that you see right here, this magician hat.
You know that.
From Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
And you want me to start it off?
I do.
All right. Yep. Here we go. Drum roll, please. First topic is Expensive shoes.
Okay.
Expensive shoes. Shoes me. As I talk about this topic.
Excuse me.
Ah, well.
Stoops.
I'm a little... Okay. To some people, you know, expensive can be up to $100, right?
Mm-hmm.
For me, I like a little swag, a little style, right? In my arsenal. A little bit.
Awesome.
So I'll keep it to 100 to 150. But to some people, it may, you know, be hella expensive. And I totally get that. You?
Me, yeah.
So, because I'm a Nike guy. I love Nike.
Right, and they're expensive.
Look, as you can see what I'm wearing. But and they're very pricey. And most of them run 100 to 150. And if we're talking about basketball shoes, it can be a little bit more. But for the most part, I have a range from 100 to 150. So,
yeah, cash.
That may be expensive to some people. I mean, it's still expensive to me. But, you know, if I like the shoe, I'm going to buy it.
Mm.
But there are some shoes and some shoe buyers who will spend more than 150, more than 200, motherfucker, more than 500. And I think that's crazy.
You're not wrong.
Like, I know a couple people who spent actually more than 500, a couple close to 1,000.
Aren't Yeezys?
I was about to say, it was Adidas Yeezys.
Yeah.
And there were like a 1,000 plus, and I'm just like, do you know how many Subway cookies I can buy with $1,000+ in my pocket?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of Subway cookies, all right?
Yeah. That's like crack level Subway cookies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I'm kind of on the cusp. I mean, I have a limit, a personal limit on myself. 100 to 150, depending on, you know, if I really want that shoe or not. But, yeah, I don't know about spending more than that. I don't know. Nah. What about you, Cheyenne?
I think it's dumb.
You think it's dumb?
Anything over $50, I think, is dumb.
Wow, what are you buying? Like Payless shoes?
I go to Ross. I go to Target. I got like Converse.
Mm-hmm. Well, Converse are cool. That's
No, not actual Converse. Converse like style.
Oh, Converse look alike.
Ah. From Target.
Like they're $15, right?
Yes. And they were the comfiest shoes I think I've ever worn. I put like a little insole in them to make it like squishy, which was also like a $10 insole from Target also. And they're like, they're the easiest shoes to dance in because they're really flexible. Like, I wore them for everything, and they didn't, like, break or fall apart, even dancing in them, which is a lot of foot movement.
Ooh.
You know? And I think I said this on one of the other podcasts, but, like, I don't buy, like, anything for myself that's more than $20 because I just don't see the point. Like, you just dropped $1,000 on shoes.
Yeah,
like,
that's kind of crazy.
What do you have to show for that? Besides solid black shoes with a little tan stripe across the side. Like, what is, like, what?
What if you're, like stupid, filthy rich?
Donate your money. Travel. Go do experiences. I'm all for spending money on an experience. I think going and doing stuff, even, like, going out to eat, that's an experience. Like, going to do stuff with people, buying gifts for people. Like, but if you have
$1,000 material,
if you have that much money to drop on a shoe, find a better use for your money. Like, if you're that stinking rich, like, children are starving. Like, if you're that stinking rich, like, dogs are being euthanized. If you're that fucking rich, buy gifts for your friends. Like, not everyone's like that. There's people right next to you that, like, even me, like, I can't afford $200 shoes. Like, I guess I could save if I wanted to, but I don't, obviously. But, you know, like, buy something for a friend. Like, take your family on a vacation if you have a bunch of money laying around that you have nothing to use it on. It is, like... And the fact that you spend that much money and you don't have anything to show for it besides, like, shoes. And a lot of times, if they're expensive, people don't wear them a lot because they're, like, they're expensive. Yeah. It's, like, their special occasion shoe. And I'm like, okay, well, get dress shoes for, yeah, like,
just wear the damn
like
shoe.
$50. Yeah. I just don't understand it.
Yeah, like, I don't know about, like I said. I mean, for me personally, I mean, I used to be a big shoe head. But I wasn't, like, going...
Shoe head. I pictured it like a hat.
I would wear my size 10 and a half Nikes.
Right on my dome.
Right on my dome head. But, no, I mean, like for me personally, I like a little style. And I already mentioned it, you know, it's just depending if, you know, what shoe it is and, you know, the price, you know, I'll see what I can work with. But Yeah, anything over like 150 for me, that's crazy.
Yeah. Oh no, my boyfriend buys those kind of shoes. Man. Like, and I buy them for him, like for a gift or something.
Your heart must crumble when you purchase.
It does, but again, it's like spending extra money I have on someone else. Like, I don't find any value in having shoes like that. I just don't.
At the end of the day, shoes are there to protect your feet, right?
Yeah. All I want is my white ass feet to not get stabbed by rocks as I walk across the parking lot to work. That's all I need.
There you go.
Yep. End of that.
End of that. Don't buy shoes that are more than...
Ever! Just kidding.
150, because I'm going to call you crazy.
Yeah.
And if you buy shoes more than $15 from Cheyenne, she's going to think you more crazy.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
take that to the bank.
I just don't get it. To the bank.
To the bank.
Where your $150 are at. All right. My turn.
All righty. Topic two.
I just like to mix it a lot. It changes nothing, I don't think. I probably mix it back to the same spot.
I was about to say, you might get the original topic from there. Oh, now we're swiveling it.
Okay.
All right. What we got, Cheyenne?
Favorite TV shows.
Ooh.
Ooh, that's hard.
Like, favorite TV, did it say show or shows? Like, plural.
Shows, plural.
Oh, okay.
That's good, because I can't hard, pick right? one.
Yeah, we can.
Yeah. I have Netflix. I don't have like cable connected in my room, but I have Netflix and I have a Roku TV. So I get like the apps. So I have like the CW app. So I fuck with The Flash. Mm. I love that show. The acting is so good. So good. Candace Patton. She plays, Iris West. She's like The Flash's wife now. They got married. She's fucking...
Why did you...
I don't know.
I would figure it would be like this.
Yeah, it should have been that way.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Does
I'm
she
just,
have like a penis
I
herself?
Have my rainbow shirt on, so I was thinking about the gays.
Gotcha.
Yeah. They got to be represented, too.
I'm not judging
in it. In all of know, our explicit like hand gestures, we have to acknowledge the gays. Also this.
Oh, yeah. Let me boink you real fast.
Boink. Right?
Scissor.
Anyway, all sorry. Right. She's fucking gorgeous. Netflix-wise... I really like Stranger Things. Oh my God, The Office. Why did I say any other show before I said The Office?
Isn't The Office your favorite show of all
Why
time?
Did I even? It's hard. My brain can't work this fast to explain things to you guys. I've seen all 9 seasons of The Office all the way through probably 9 or 10 times. Like, I watch it like all the time. Like, it's that show that if I'm like doing my makeup, I'll just turn it on, or I'm like going to sleep, I'll just turn it on. Like after I watched it like religiously for like 3 times all through all 9 seasons, then mm-hmm. I just started putting it on as my like background shit, and I can rehearse like every single
That's
show
pretty cool,
basically
trying.
I love that show. I also really like Parks and Rec. I like kids baking shows. I love kids baking shows. Well, baking shows in general, because I like to see the shit decorated, but the kids baking shows are so cute. They're like doing shit I can't even do, and I have like full control of my limbs.
I don't know if I can do that.
No, I don't know. I really like, the only shows I don't like are like purely dramatic shows. Like, there's no comedy in it at all. Cause I'm just like,
gotta have some flavor.
Yeah. I'm not trying to get sad all the time. It can be thrown in there to make it like dynamic and shit, but I don't want it to be only sad all the time.
Well, I'm a hip hop kid, you know, I'm gonna throw a little classic, you know, show in the mix, Fresh Prince.
Oh, Fresh Prince.
Like, Fresh Prince.
Fresh Prince.
Fresh Prince. The Fresh Prince is the equivalency to your office. Like, that can be my background ambiance.
That's a good one.
Like, I can watch that all day, every day.
Mm-hmm.
Another one is the Martin Lawrence show. I don't remember that. I'm showing my age. It was in the 90s.
Oh, okay.
Martin Lawrence, the comedian. Shout out to Martin Lawrence.
What up, fam?
One of the greatest.
I like
of all
you.
Time.
I just have not seen that show.
Great show. Like, you know, you never heard of Gina? You know, hey Gina. No.
Mm-mm.
Martin and Gina. Wow.
Mm-mm.
Well, check that out when you can on YouTube. I'm pretty sure you can find it there.
Cool.
Well, because I'm a sports person, I don't know if this counts as a.
The My eye rolls. Eyes just instantly go in the back.
The eye rolls is coming, but I don't know if it's a. It's not really a show. Sports Center?
Yeah, I mean, it's on television, so I guess that counts as a show, for
sure. But there's no, like, they're just giving out news. Anyways, I would stick with, for me, Fresh Prince. I can't say it. I have a tongue twister.
Fresh
Prince of Bel-Air and The Martin Show.
French Fresh.
French toast with a side of cupcakes.
That is diabetes. Instant diabetes. And, a brewski.
A brewski, please. Yeah.
Yeah, naturally.
Naturally.
Do you watch any, like, shows, like, currently?
See, I don't. Because I don't have a TV. And I do have Netflix, but I really don't get into the shows nowadays, which I'm getting a lot of flack from my friends.
Flax seeds.
Yeah, because they always tell me, like, you know, Narcos is a good show to watch.
Narcos and Ozark, I heard, is really good.
Even Orange is the New Black, I guess that's a pretty popular.
It's a fucking lesbian ass
one. I don't know.
Not in a negative way, but I just heard that there's a lot of sex on it.
Or even like Games everywhere. Of Thrones. Like, everyone's like,
Games of Thrones.
What is it?
It's Game of Thrones.
Games of Thrones. Starring.
Games you play on your thrones. On your toilet.
Yeah, I'm more of a movie buff. But when it came to shows, it was definitely those two shows.
Yeah.
OG, triple OG. I had to hit them with a classic, you know?
Yeah. You know what I don't like about shows nowadays is they're doing a lot of high school.
Like
everything's
drama.
Based in high school. Yeah. Ooh. Yeah. Everything's like a high school drama. And it's like.
They already had that. Boy Meets World.
Yeah, oh my God. Boy Meets World.
That's another classic.
Full House. Sister.
Sister, Sister.
Oh my God. Those OG shows are so
pretty much
good.
Anything on the Disney Channel and.
Yeah. And whatever. TBS like or TBS, whatever.
Yeah. Fox that was like, had a great one.
Full House was
Married
right?
with Children. I don't know if you remember that. Man, I.
You're so old.
Cheyenne. Those are classics.
You were in like college by the time I was born. So.
I don't even know how to spell college. K-O-L-L-E-G-E. Collage.
Collage.
College.
College.
Colon.
Cancer.
Alrighty.
On that note, go. Ooh, pull another one.
I guess we'll go with the next topic. All right.
Just end it before it gets any worse.
All That was a good one, too.
All Can't That Amanda Show.
All those Nickelodeon shows, right? All right.
Kenan and Kel.
Kay. Ooh, Cheyenne's going to go off on this one. Third topic, moochers.
Wow.
Boy, moochers.
You go. I'm excited.
Well... There's a thin line for everything, right? Like, I don't mind if it's a friend. I don't mind helping you out, right? But if you're not going to help yourself and then you're going to expect and beg, like, I don't like that, you know? Like, here's my hand, but just don't take advantage of it, right?
Yeah.
So, moochers, I'm pretty sure you feel the same. Like, just know you're, like... Know when I'm genuinely helping you and know that, yes, I'm going to help you, but not every single time, especially if you're not going to do nothing about it as far as, like, putting effort to the situation or whatever the case may be. Yeah.
Well, like how you said, like, you're like, here's my hand, but don't take advantage of it, you know? Like, it's one thing to offer, like, you know, offer your hand or whatever, but some people just reach out and grab your hand.
Oh, yeah, they'll grab it.
Yeah, they'll grab it.
Scrape your elbows.
They'll put it on your hoo-ha.
And call it a day.
Yep. And it's like, people that, if you're not setting yourself up for success, and then because you're not responsible and you're not thinking ahead and you're not budgeting and all that shit, and then you pull that, like, no, I'm just not going to eat. Like, you go out with someone. I'm just not going to eat. I can't afford it. And you're just waiting for someone to pay for your food.
All right. Can I? That brought me a.
Yes.
That brought me to a story.
Tell our friends.
Tell my friends right here.
Right here.
It's a true story. And.
It's a true story.
I'm not going to say who the person is, but long story short, it's my birthday, right? And.
Your 48th birthday.
My 48th birthday, which was just last year. So it was for my birthday. It was a birthday dinner. At Buca di Beppo.
Oh, I love Buca.
I love Buca di Beppo. Freaking so love good. Italian food.
Mm-hmm.
So, I invited all my friends and came down to pay the bill. One of my friends did not have any money. So, what does he do, Cheyenne? He asks one of my other friends, who he has never met until that day of my party, asked them, like, hey, man, do you think you can... And I didn't know about this till after. Like, hey, do you think you can catch the bill? I'll pay you back, you know. And they both work in the same workplace. So he's like, oh, yeah, I know you work, you know, with me. In a different department, of course.
Oh, I'm almost positive I know who this is.
Yeah, in a different department, of course. He's like, yeah, just catch me, you know, when you can. He's like, yeah, no problem. So I didn't know about that. Had I known about that, I would have said something.
Yeah.
So the guy who paid for my mooching friend, I think 2 weeks go by. The guy who he paid for, my friend, he hits me up and says, hey, do you think your friend can pay me for, you know, your birthday dinner meal? I'm like, what birthday dinner meal? I was like, yeah, you know, your birthday at Buka. Yeah, I paid for him, and yeah, he hasn't paid me back. He said he was going to pay me next week, Friday. It's now 2 weeks later. I'm like, oh, I was so pissed off, so embarrassed.
Yeah.
I was just like, oh, my gosh, what the hell? And it's not the first time, that's why. Mm-hmm. He has numerous cases.
Right. Well, what blows my mind, though, is, like, kind of similar to that, is I have two friends. They live in the same house, so they pay, like, basically the same amount, and they had worked at the same place. And so they have the same income and basically the same expenses. And so they would go out to eat, and then he would be like, oh, I don't have money. And then she would cover him. Bitch? Right. And it's like, really? Because y'all making the same amount. So it's either because, A, you're lying. Mm-hmm. B, you suck at budgeting. Mm-hmm. Or... third, maybe you have a lot of expenses, but I don't...
spending all that money on dildos, probably.
Yeah, probably dildos.
Yeah.
The, like, the big, and they're, like,
ribbed. The girth.
The girth, and they're ribbed. They're texturized.
I think I know for those. For pleasure.
Yeah, you've used one.
Once or twice.
Yeah, I hate it. It's like, if you're not taking any steps to better your situation, come on, bro. And you're going to worsen someone else's situation, like, obviously, if they're working at the same place and living in the same place and whatever, she wasn't loaded on cash, you know, and you're making her pay for your shit by guilting her. And it's like, so not only does your situation suck, but you're worsening someone else's situation because you're fucked up at budgeting.
Speaking,
like,
of worsening the situation, back to that story I was telling you. So he eventually paid him, right?
Oh, really?
Because I told him. I was
shocking.
Like, yeah. I was like, hey, man, you just met this dude. If you didn't have, like, here's my thing. If you didn't have money, just don't come to my party. Like, yeah. I would not get mad.
Yeah.
I'm more mad that you came to my party knowing you didn't have money, and then you asked someone you never met that day, till that day,
yeah,
if they can pay for your meal. But anyways, he eventually paid, you know, the guy, because I told him, I was like, hey, I had to make some shit up. Like, yo, if you don't pay him, he's going to beat your ass, right?
I'm dead.
So here's what he did. He paid him, right? Mm-hmm. By borrowing money from someone else. And that's a true story. So it's like, it's an ongoing thing. Like, come on. I mean, I guess my worry was out the way. It was, you know, getting the guy who, my friend who paid for him,
right,
which he met that day. Anything after that, that's all on you. But, like, that's what moochers do, man. Right. They're like leeches. They just suck on.
Yeah. Yeah. But then they
the blood's gone.
But then they have this complex of, like, oh, like, the world always deals me a shitty hand and everyone's out to get me and I just have really bad luck and I just can't get a break. And it's like, no, it's because you're not taking the initiative to make it better.
Like, I agree.
Like, if you're not budgeting... if
you can't help yourself, you don't deserve help.
Exactly, right. And the guilting part kills me, too.
Yeah.
Like, they, like, will go... like that, they'll go, but then not have money. Be like, oh,
like, that shit just pissed... like, yeah. Oh, my gosh, dude. Yeah. Like, just stay home.
Right.
I would not get mad. I'm more mad that you came.
Yeah, yeah.
Without any money.
Yeah, might as well stay home and apply for a second job if it's that rough. If it's that rough that you have to take charity. Like, you shouldn't take on more than you can afford.
Yeah.
So,
maybe that's the same guy who's spending about $1,000 on shoes.
Maybe. Those priorities.
Should have listened to Cheyenne and went to Payless, bitch.
Bitch. Payless fucks me up. They got some good shit. Ross.
Ross got some steel. Target. I'm not going to lie. Target.
I got a fucking house to pay for and shit. I can't be buying Yeezys. So irresponsible of me. And that's why I'm not a moocher. Because I understand that dynamic of what I have to pay for and what I earn.
Be smart like Cheyenne. And shop at Walmart,
these
baby.
Buns are full of the extra brain that spills out from my skull.
Well, give it to my friends who... come with no money to,
yeah,
to events and parties and whatever.
Dumbasses. Do you want to wrap it up or you want to do one more?
I think we're good. We can wrap it up.
Wrap it. Yeah. Wrap it up. Like. What?
Hold on.
Oh.
Are we wrapping up with a condom or?
Yeah. Oh, you don't have one, do you?
No, I guess we're going to do it dry and raw.
Chafe a little bit.
Well,
on that note.
On that note, thank you. Once again, this is Rants From Ahead. I am Connected to Great. My co-host,
Cheyenne Laws. Thanks for listening to us and tuning in. We'll be back every Wednesday, first thing in the morning.
Yes.
Listen to us on your way to work. Please. Watch us when you're going to bed. Give us
more topics so we can...
Yeah, please send us more topics.
Talk shit about our friends.
Yeah, yeah, about our friends. And we have a lot of stories about our friends in our workplace. We're like, we're going to get into some trouble probably, but... But now we're 4 episodes in, so we're like, what, like 15 topics out. So we need to refill that shit, fam.
Yeah, so hit us up on all of our social media platforms, like Cheyenne said.
Yes.
Check us out on all the podcasts.
All of it. Mainly follow the Instagram is probably the easiest way because I just post all of the links and info and shit on there.
It's easier, quicker.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like my sex life. Well, I'm going to eat more Subway cookies.
More crack. And I'm going to go flaunt my gay ass shirt around town.
There we go. They're like Skittles.
There. Taste the rainbow.
Watch my figure, though.
Oh, my God. I fucking hate you. All right, fam.
All right.
Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
Here comes that cheesy aloha.